Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was trying to get my push-ups in. He came back so quick, wasn't ready.
How many did you get?
A little out of breath.
After only three push-ups?
Nah, dude, I do minimum 25.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I was watching you while I was talking to Loogie and Big Mac.
First off, I do these, there's this thing on, as a TikTok or Twitter or something. It's called, it's like, I don't know, it's like something me.
Right.
It's like a workout, like an individualized workout. And they do kind of like chest, arms, you know, belly, that kind of stuff. And I see that all the exercises look pretty simple.
Yeah. Till you start doing it.
Yes. So I started doing it. Yeah. A lot of breath.
Dude,
not gonna lie
to you. I feel you, man.
I think we've got the professional dart. If you're a dart expert, are you a dartist?
A darter?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Isn't the dart championship coming to New York City?
Yeah, it's going to be at the theater at the Garden.
I remember months and months ago, you showed me video clips from Europe and how
the party,
crazy,
right?
People got into it.
Yeah.
And then we found out that it was coming to, like, the Garden or the theater right next to the Garden.
Well, we've got tomorrow. I should probably tell Tommy this. I'll forward it to you, Tommy. We've got the two-time world champion, Peter Snakebite Wright, coming into the studio.
We got Snakebite coming in?
Snakebite's coming in along with Dimitri Vandenberg.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, I had darts in my office, but they're gone. And I'm very concerned about that.
How long have they been gone?
I don't know, Thursday to today.
Oh, recently.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
So somebody sent me professional darts, and I think it was the folks at Madison Square Garden, because we're bringing in this dart, you know, guy.
Right.
Because it's just a big party. You get drunk, you watch guys throw darts, everybody has a good time.
Right.
And you and I, when we did the thing a few months ago, Evan and I were both like, this is badass.
It was.
We want in. So now we're in. But you got to let, I guess I'll let him know, Tommy, no worries. Someone took the dartboard. And I mean, typically.
Somebody went into your office and took your dartboard just left with it?
I guess.
Is that what you're claiming?
That's my claim, yeah.
I have a suspicion.
That is my claim.
It was a brand new
dartboard. There was some kind of specialized darts on top. I don't know how much that cost or not. Not worried about that part because it was sent to me anyway.
Right.
But no darts.
Huh.
No
Has
darts.
Anyone ever taken stuff from your office before?
Yes.
Has anyone ever just randomly shown up in your office before?
Yes.
Do you think it's the same culprit?
No, because he don't work here anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Want to name a name? Steve Levy?
No, Steve, Jesus. I was an intern when Steve Levy was here. I didn't have an office.
Bob was choosing?
No. I mean, there are people that used to walk into my office because it was like a museum for them.
Yeah.
Like, they got to see, this is the office of the biggest star on WFAN. the most popular guy we have
here. And because
here.
Boomer's door was locked, they said, let's check Craig out.
Oh, yeah. Boomer liked to lock his door. I didn't. And whatever I'd ever been given or gotten, I left it in my office.
Right.
So it was really like a museum. And there were a lot of food items in there and drinks and a refrigerator and a freezer and all that stuff. And people used to give tours of my office. Yeah. unapproved tours of my office, but it happened frequently. But I'm a little, you know, it's a little disconcerting that the darts are missing.
Yeah. Like when I was going to take your popcorn maker, I was going to announce it and I was going to take it.
You tell me, I want the popcorn machine.
Yeah, and I was just going
to
take it.
And what I said to you was this, if you want it in your office, I have no problem with that. But you're not taking it home.
Why not?
Because I bought it.
Movie night, baby. We were watching E.T. over the weekend. By the way, that freaks me out. Seeing a 5-year-old Drew Barrymore. How weird is that?
Well, it could be weird for multiple reasons, Evan. Why was it weird to you?
I don't know why was it weird to you. You said multiple reasons.
It wasn't weird to me, but it could be weird for multiple reasons.
The reason I thought it was weird
why
is
it weird to you?
I know of Drew Barrymore as a woman who's older than me.
And you have a thing for
and
her?
And now, well, I mean, maybe at a time I did, sure.
Okay, so that's weird.
The Wedding Singer?
You had a thing for somebody who's five.
So now I'm watching a movie, E.T., which I have not seen in a million years. And I'm like, holy crap, that five-year-old is Drew Barrymore. How bizarre is that?
It's only as bizarre as you make it right now in the moment.
Well, why was it bizarre for you?
It wasn't.
You said multiple reasons.
For you.
No, not for me.
I could see you having multiple reasons why it was weird.
I had one reason, and I moved on. I was okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just couldn't believe it. Did you know Drew Barrymore was an E.T.? Did you remember that?
It's quite famous that she was an E.T. There was a claim to fame
for
a long time.
No, but did you remember that? Like, if you were watching E.T. with your kids, would pop into your mind immediately, Drew Barrymore?
Yes, that's
I forgot all about it. Now, she's the only star
of the movie that's actually still around.
What about the E.T.?
Yeah, when's the last time he did something?
I don't know. You could ride a bike with him at Disney World. I don't know.
Okay, you think it's still
doing
that?
Yes, they.
I looked into it, Big Mac. Great question. They still have it at Universal Studios. But that brings up a bigger issue. Universal Studios, those bastards, shut down. Shut down! Back to the Future.
What are we doing?
This was years ago.
Yeah, but hold on, Evan.
What are we doing?
What if they told you they were coming out with the Back to the Future 2 ride?
Oh, man. Even better.
Even better. All right, here's Petey in Marlboro. Petey, what's going on, buddy?
Craig, I was listening to Tiki and Tierney before.
Great.
All I keep on hearing from these Jeff fans is, why is Aaron Rodgers predicting we're going to win?
Who cares?
Why don't they enjoy it?
Right.
I mean, what the hell's the matter with these guys? So if we lose, we lose.
Well, to be honest, I did not hear them say it, so I'm not commenting on what they specifically said.
He dies.
But here's the deal. We get so caught up in what people say, like it means anything or matters. Like, I'm a Jet fan. I've got a quarterback that gives me a chance to compete for certainly a playoff spot and maybe a Super Bowl. If he dances at a Taylor Swift concert with white guy overbite and says the Jets are going to the Super Bowl, why is that a problem?
It's not. And I don't understand why everybody says, you know, it just burns me. I mean, we haven't had a quarterback like this since Joe, okay?
I'll do you one better. If he's healthy, he's the best quarterback for a single season the Jets have ever had.
Exactly. I agree with you. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't understand something. I mean, I've been a Jet fan since they were the Titans.
Yeah, you're old.
And I don't understand.
We could not tell.
I don't understand these people. Why can't they enjoy this?
Because, Pete, you have to understand this. Guys like me and you who enjoy life to its fullest on a daily basis cannot relate to hateful, negative people who only want to see what's wrong with a situation and not enjoy the moment for what it is.
Who's being hateful, though?
Sounds like an old man
yelling at the clouds.
No, according to him.
Okay, what was he? It was a czar of what everybody says?
He was listening to Tiki and Tierney, and apparently they are very negative. I didn't hear it myself.
So you're just going to take his word?
But I've heard that show before, and I love both guys.
Well, they're very negative.
Brandon made some kind of shrimp and octopus zupesh over the weekend for the family, and it was money. Love him to death. That show sometimes can skew a little negative. Let's keep it. Let's be honest.
Okay.
A little negative.
I just think he sounds like, our last call sounds like he's angry at the world for nothing. Like, Aaron Rodgers was excited. Now,
will that
video clip be used against us if things go badly? Yeah.
But let me walk you through.
We have to understand that. Is that the end of the world that Aaron opened up his mouth and talked about winning a Super Bowl? I like the fact that his focus is in the right place.
I'm going to give you a life experience situation.
Between you and our last caller, the life experience is 130.
32. But okay, fine. I'll take the reduction for sure.
Go ahead.
Here's the reality.
Yeah.
You're in a good mood. You want to party. Right, you want to socialize.
Yeah.
So you go to a house party, all right? And the dude that's having the house party, he's in charge of the music. And you're like, oh, you're playing 70s disco? Great, whatever. I'm in a good mood. I want to dance. I want to have a good time. Someone else comes to the party, and they're like, ugh, 70s dance music, really? Right? And he's a buzzkill to you.
Right.
You're just there to have a good time. And whether it's 70s dance music or classic rock or the Beatles or rap music, R&B, Motown, Broadway show, whatever. you're there to have a good time.
Right.
And there's one dude at the party that's like, oh, I can't believe you're playing that.
Right.
There's always one wet blanket like that.
Sounds like something Big Mac would do.
Okay, so what the caller's saying is, look, right now I'm at a house party, and the New York Jets are throwing it. And right now we're all feeling pretty good about our prospects. And then his example, people calling in to Tiki and Tierney, or maybe them, I don't know exactly, are like, you know, how come we're doing that? How come you're playing that disco music? Like, why don't we just enjoy the moment in the moment for what it is? If they lose to the Bills, I promise you, it'll be 7 days of hell.
Yes.
I mean, that's what, I don't care how they lose, why they lose. We know what the reaction's going to be.
Yeah.
I got 100 days plus one until that happens.
Right.
I ain't letting you talk me off that ledge. I'm enjoying it. You want to give me KC and the Sunshine Band? You give it to me. You want to give me old school Tupac? I'll take
what
it.
What about Cool and the Gang? Are you going to be Cool and the
Gang?
You want to
give me Cool and the Gang? I'll take
How
it.
How about Huey Lewis and the News?
Not so much, but I'll take it because I'm in that kind of mood.
Yeah.
You want to give me, I don't know, Idina Menzel? I'll take it.
You're singing anything right now.
I'll sing it all. I'll sing anything. I don't give a rat's ass. Matter of fact, I was listening to Broadway show tunes yesterday.
Were you?
Yes,
I was. What Broadway show?
A Variety.
Just mixing it up?
Yeah, I went on Spotify. And I was doing a little work outside building this new strike zone. I will show you a picture shortly. And I was like, you know what I'm in the mood for? I am in the mood for a little Gravity from Wicked. How about that?
I'm sorry, I got so many questions.
Yeah.
Like, what about yesterday, this beautiful sunny day, a day in which we're thinking about our men and women, a day in which you're not working? What got you to Broadway?
I hope you're happy.
What got you to this?
I hope you're happy.
Oh, I'm very happy. Thank you. I've never taken you as a Broadway guy. And you were rocking out to this?
Oh, dude, yeah, Defy Gravity, yeah.
Wow.
I love it. Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
I was all into it.
Listen,
and I was having myself a good time.
As the song says, whatever makes you happy, right?
I'm defying gravity, yeah. I was in a Broadway mood yesterday.
And that, you know, is what? So bizarre to me.
And I don't want you coming over ruining my moment.
You know what music I was into yesterday, or was it the day before? 90s music. I found myself rocking out.
That's
the
like
90s
classic rock
music
for you.
It's when I grew up. It's middle school. It's high school. It's thinking about all the women I could not get in high school.
Sure,
it brought me back to a very different place, I must say.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So your go-to was 90s music.
It's not my go-to. It was the mood I was in. Like, for some reason, you were in a Broadway mood.
Yeah,
some reason, I was just listening to Third Eye Blind. And I was just listening to random 90s music.
By the way, you know, a lot of decades have, like, you're kind of like that anchor group.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, that anchor group kind of was representative of the decade, right?
Yeah. Right?
Like you mentioned Cool and the Gang, KC and the Sunshine Man. They represent, you know, the 1970s, obviously, right? You just said
Third Eye Blind.
I
don't know why.
Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, they would not be the band I would classify.
I'm just naming a random 90s band that I heard during my course of just binging out on 90s music. That's all. I heard a lot of stuff.
You know what I miss, honey? I miss Third Eye Blind.
Heard a lot of that?
That's what I miss. Boy, you know what? You know what no one ever said before
Little
in
Tiffany?
The history of... Oh,
was that
I 80s? Think we're alone now.
I think that's 80s.
That was late 80s, though.
Yeah.
I once did an 80s show at the Theater at the Garden.
Yeah.
And Tiffany performed at it. And then it dawned on us, like, what else is she going to sing for $5,000?
That's true. That's a good question. And I found myself disagreeing with my wife because all of a sudden Robin was on. And I
Robin?
R-O-B-Y-N. Robin, performer, early 90s.
Yeah.
And I started to flip the channel, like, I don't know, like Robin. Yeah. And my wife's like, no, you put your hand down. We're going to listen to some Robin.
Was that Dancing on My Own?
I don't remember.
No, you think I know? Was that what it was?
Yeah, Dancing on My Own.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find Robin here. 1 second.
Robin with a Y.
All right.
Oh, it was all synthesized and stuff, yeah?
It was like that, yeah.
Are you too young to remember Erasure?
Probably not.
Yeah, but this has to be a remake, right? Has to be, right?
Yeah. Are you sure this is 90s?
This is not 90s.
No.
Evan, are you sure it's not Robin with a with an I, Show Me Love? That's the
90s. Show Me Love, yeah, that's what you said.
It's not Robin with a Y.
Oh, that's Robin with an I.
And Show Me Love is one of the great songs
of
all time. Show
Me, yeah, that was the song, and I was about to shut it off.
It's R, no, it's R-O-B-I-N, Show Me Love.
But you know what?
I was Robin?
It's like 90s dance music.
I apologize, I was driving. I wasn't going to look at the screen too much. So I didn't see the I and the Y.
It's like Night at the Roxbury type songs. What you hear in that movie.
Right up your alley. Couldn't stand it.
Big time. Is that, yep, this is it.
This is Evan's go-to.
It was not my go-to.
I can see him at the club. So do you like baseball? Baseball.
This is right out of the 90s.
Yeah, no. Not third base. Baseball. Yeah, me too. Piazza? Love them. Maybe we can go out sometime.
No, it's a classic.
Dude, when I hear 90s music, I think of going to bar mitzvahs and sweet 16s. And I got invited to a lot more bar mitzvahs than sweet 16s.
This is a classic right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you get invited to more bar mitzvahs than sweet 16s?
Because I didn't have a lot of girls that were interested in inviting me to their parties.
You want me to be honest with you? You think 15-year-old Evan was like, oh, we got to make sure 15-year-old Evan is coming.
Were your parents ever like, isn't there a party this weekend? Like, don't you ever get out of the house?
Well, I got out of the house. Unfortunately, it just wasn't, the cool things we were doing.
I don't know. But you have lived a life. There's no doubt about
Woodmere
that.
Woodmere Bowling Lanes? That was the place, man.
Yeah, it's funny. You and your buddies going bowling on Friday
right,
nights.
That's right.
Hey, fellas, are we going to go play cards or go bowling? It's
What's
Friday
that
night.
Stuff where they shut the lights off? And so the lights are
the
off.
The disco bowling.
Yeah.
They put on, like, the neon lights and your shoes glow in the
dark.
They
also had red pin bowling where when the head, the front pin comes up red, if you bowl a strike, you win prizes, like a free game or a cool T-shirt.
You know, hey, Evan, you don't mind scoring for all of us, do you?
No, that's okay. I'll keep track of everybody.
Hold on a second. I apologize. If Craig said that, I'd understand. How old are you? I never scored a bowling game. You go to Woodmere Bowling Lanes. It was all electronic.
I was in bowling lanes leagues that Malvern Lanes. I had to score my own game.
Never scored my own game.
So there was an evolution of it. There was you just went with a pencil and you got a scorecard.
Never.
Then they did a thing where it's called an overlay. And the overlay was, there was like a almost like a projector, like a high school projector.
Right.
And you'd slip the scorecard into it. And you had almost like a wax crayon kind of thing. And you'd write the score on the overlay.
Hold on. I find that actually fascinating. And I understand you telling me the story. And I'm interested by it.
But Big Mac, there's no way you dealt
100%.
With that. 100%. Loogie didn't deal with that. We're the same
Long
age.
Island, you shouldn't have.
100%. Malvern Lanes. We would score on, at 100%.
Dude, when
I
went to
bowling.
Woodmere RVC, those are my two places. Yeah. Woodmere Bowling, Rockville Center Bowling. Well, those are my jams. Did a lot of damage, Loogie. A lot of damage at those two bowling lanes.
I was in.
He doesn't mean to women. He means to the alleys and the lanes.
That's right. Yeah. Well, what else could I have meant?
I scuffed those bad boys up.
He's like, if you go to the seventh lane on the left side of the building, take three paces towards your right. There's a dent there. That's me. That's the night that Al Leiter gave up a double in the eighth to cost us the game against the Reds.
That's right.
And I dropped my ball in disgust.
I was angry. Very upset.
But I have never in my life filled out a bowling scorecard.
Oh, I wouldn't even know how to do it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. We have no idea.
It's not hard.
Well, I mean, everything's automated, though.
But it's my age. Like, if you're,
if you're
my age or younger, maybe even a little bit older, like, when did we ever do that?
I was in a bowling league. I must have been, like, 11 or 12 years old. I kept score.
I don't believe him.
Okay.
I just can't believe that.
Why would I lie
Craig telling
about
the story,
scoring bowling games?
Craig
and then
telling
after
the story,
the overlay went to the full-on electric, you know, I know your name and all that crap.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
Yeah, the best part about the electric is that when dudes would try to cheat, you put that little notation in the box that the score has been changed. So you could change the score, but there's a notation to everybody else. Billy went in the back door and changed the score.
So on my 220 bowling game I have, there's a notation change.
Yeah.
But that's because they screwed up. I promise you it was all a legitimate turkey.
Oh, now the whole thing goes.
Legitimate turkey. Chad was there, he'll tell you. Legitimate turkey.
Chad Prentice won.
I'll never forget
there.
That Wednesday afternoon at Woodmere Bowling Lanes. What a day.
Hey, fellas, what are we doing today?
220, bro. I think it was a 220.
Have you ever been duck pin bowling?
Yeah, I went once in Maryland, and I wanted my money back.
Right?
I thought it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, and I felt like they robbed me.
Disgusting.
No, listen.
It's just weird.
I moved to Maryland. I'm a 17-year-old man. I'm a man, damn it. I take this girl out because I'm feeling my oats. I'm 17.
And
I got
a
job.
Took a pinballing?
Took a girl out. My first date in Maryland.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, hon, let's go bowling. I had all the confidence in the world. We show up. I walk through those doors, and I'm like, who the hell shrunk the pins?
And the ball.
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
I didn't even get to the ball because I see the pins over there.
Yeah, if you've never been duck pinballing, it's very big in the New England area, actually. And it's like tiny pins, almost like sticks.
Yeah.
And the ball's like softball size, maybe a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And it's very strange.
Dude, it's the worst.
If you've never seen it before and you think you're going bowling.
Yeah. I thought it was false advertising. I thought I'm going to a bowling alley.
You almost take the ball and throw it.
That was my urge.
And up there, people take it serious, too.
Yeah, I couldn't
There's
believe.
Like leagues and stuff.
And Craig, when I walked in there, and this is Maryland, to be fair, Maryland 2001, just to give you an exact moment.
20 years ago.
I had no idea this existed. I must have lived a sheltered universe because I had no idea
there
was a thing
here.
Known
it's
as
really, it's a huge thing. Yeah, I bet you it's big up where Big Mac lives. And it's huge in New England. Because I remember when I took Lucky up for a basketball tournament,
right.
It was like there wasn't just one of them. There were a bunch of them.
So it's more popular than regular bowling?
I can't speak to that. Dude. But it's popular enough for them to have survived.
Brutal.
And still be a legitimate business.
Brutal, man.
Right?
Oh, I was disgusted.
But, yeah, that's got to be one of those things that's it's cultural for a part of the country.
Whatever.
If that makes sense.
All I know is when I opened those doors, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I thought I was in an alternate universe.
Yeah, no doubt.
Small pins, small balls.
But you love pickleball. Why not just go play tennis?
Very different. Very different.
Less athletic output.
Yeah.
You know what I would compare?
Like, you're not going to be out of breath playing pickleball with your wife.
What does that have to do with freaking?
It's shrinking down the regular game.
Candlestick bowling. What's it called again?
Duck pin.
Duck pin bowling.
Yeah.
Like what?
You're shrinking down the regular.
Why
you're exerting that much energy bowling a regular ball to regular pins.
That's what I'm saying. Go play tennis. You show up to a pickleball court.
It's completely different. It's a terrible analogy. Your better analogy would have been it's like baseball to softball.
No.
I would have bought that. Because the softball ball is the same as the candlestick bowling ball.
Yeah. I want to go bowling now.
Yeah. No, I said I like the Mets.
Cindy, do you want to dance? Oh, okay.
Now.
Can I awkwardly sit down by myself? Yes.
How about you be original and say yes?
Yeah. He is a CPA.
Yeah, that was funny. Here's Steve. Stevie's in Newark on the Fan. Stevie, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? I wanted to preface this. Yeah. I love you guys. I love WFAN.
Yeah.
But, man, if I hear Jets in Super Bowl one more time, I'm literally going to puke.
So are you a Patriot fan, a Bills fan, or a Dolphin fan?
I'm a diehard Bills fan. I went through the draft.
May I ask you a question, Steve, with all due respect? What the hell do you know about a Super Bowl unless you're over the age of, like, 40? I mean, come on.
I'm a little bit under 40.
Yeah, so
I'm
you don't even know what a Super Bowl is, right, Steve? Let's be honest.
Evan, with all due respect, can I just state some facts?
Of course, I just wanted to throw that trash talk at you. Now you go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers was in a division with the Vikings, Bears, and the
take your time.
With the Lions.
Yeah.
He went 8-9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, I keep hearing about this thumb issue. Meanwhile, Josh Allen had a UCL injury.
Steve, may I counter with something? Hold on a second. You shared a division with Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, and half a Tua. Now continue on, sir.
Okay. Buffalo went 14-4 last year. People love to bring out the Cincy game, which they did get dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, they played 17 games. They went 14-3. And their loss differential was 8 points.
Yeah.
They had 3 losses by 8 points, including one to the Jets, to be fair.
You could have lost both games to the Jets, and you know it, Steve.
No. Second game.
You already lost one game to them, and the second game you lost to them. If Aaron Rodgers is the competent quarterback, guess what happened, Steve? 0-2 against the Jetsies.
I would say this, Steve. I respect the fact that the Bills have been a very good team, and they have a stud quarterback, no doubt about that. But I would tell you that if I watched my team get manhandled at home in the snow against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I might keep my lip tight until they start playing football again because you embarrassed yourselves.
But, Greg, you guys weren't there. You weren't
by the
playing
way,
in
and
January.
We, but here's the deal.
I'm sorry.
Our seasons ended the same exact place.
And another
really,
point is...
And I'll do you one better. We had Zach Wilson as our quarterback. You have a Pro Bowler as your quarterback.
You can't open the argument because, look, I'll make this very clear.
Yeah,
the Buffalo Bills are the team to beat in the AFC East. And I think most of us with the same brain. Well, you're wrong. We would accept that the team that has now run off how many consecutive division championships?
They're panicking, though, Evan. They're panicking.
But hold on.
Did you see the news this morning?
I'll rip them in a second, but my point is
they rip them, but they're panicking.
But when you start the conversation by citing the quarterbacks or the teams that Aaron Rodgers was in the division with, that's an easy retort. Have you exactly been in the murderer's row over the last 3 years? The Jets are incompetent. Tua, unfortunately, had the concussion issue. And Mac Jones with an offense run by Joe Judge. Like, if you want to play that game, which I wouldn't want to play, to be honest with you, I'll give it right back to you, if we're being fair. Now, go ahead. What were you going to say?
About what?
I don't know. Something about the Bills.
You have, what's his name? The head coach of the Bills is now...
Sean McDermott.
Yeah, McDermott's now taking on defensive coordinator duties.
Right.
Which is what his background is, obviously.
Right, that is his
That's
background.
Called panicking. called the guy recognizing the window is closing. If I don't get us to at least the AFC Championship game again and or a Super Bowl, they're going to start looking for my replacement.
Right.
With all the success I've had here,
but I think a lot
I
of
haven't
that
gotten
is,
to a Super Bowl.
A lot of
the
that
window
is
closing.
A lot of that is Leslie Frazier left, so what's he going to do? You know what I mean? That's his background. I don't think that's panicking necessarily.
But I think it's a full-on panic.
The Bills are the team to beat in the AFC East until proven otherwise. But don't attack us as Jet fans for having some excitement and confidence now that they added a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback to replace Zach Wilson and Mike White. And Chris Streveler.
I respect the fact that until you beat them, they are the champions.
That's
the
all
old,
I'm saying.
The old wrestling line,
Thank
right?
you.
That being said, I don't agree.
What is the wrestling line, by the way?
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Very good.
Woo!
Dad, look at that.
That's a little Ric Flair action right there.
Woo!
Yeah, all right. That being said.
Proud of you.
There are times when reality belies that as an acceptable sentence. When you make an addition of an all-world quarterback, I believe it's okay to say, well, I respect the Bills, and I do. They're a very good football team. They're a very well-coached team, and they've got some legitimate studs on both sides of the ball. No one's going to argue that. But when you look at the upgrades we've made, I think it's okay to now say the Jets are the team to beat.
They're not the team
in the
to
AFC.
Do you think the Jets have made a 6.5 game improvement?
I do.
I hope so.
I
but
do.
That's a big jump to make, and this is not a Bill team that won the division winning 9 or 10 games. They were a 13-win team last year. They've won 3 consecutive divisions. And all the Jets have done, and I've been very consistent about this with you and anyone who listens, all they've done is entered the conversation. They are not the team to beat in the AFC. They're not the team to beat in the AFC East. But they are now probably right behind Buffalo, Cincy, and Kansas City as one of those teams with a chance.
Yeah.
One of those teams with an opportunity. As Salah said and Aaron Rodgers said before that, you go into a year with certain teams that have a legitimate chance. Doesn't mean they're the favorite. Doesn't mean they're going to do it. The Jets have a chance. So for the Buffalo Bill fan, what do you want us to do? Want us to go go into the corner and not say a word?
No.
We're excited. We're enthused.
Yeah. I think if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you go into this year a little concerned about how last year ended, especially
sure.
at home.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
But the reality that, you know, it's another year that we expect to be a playoff team and give ourselves a chance to win a Super Bowl. The problem, as you know, is that other teams close the gap. It's what everyone does. There are teams like the Chargers who are going to be better this year.
No doubt, no doubt.
You know, I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins is a Jet, a Chief, whatever. But
he's not going to be a Jet.
Maybe not.
Stop wasting your time with
that. He did circle the Jets on a TV screen at a gym, so at least I have that to hang on to.
He's not
going to
be a Jet.
So, it's a silly argument, because who cares? All we know is that as Jet fans, we're in the conversation.
All I know
is
if you're going to bring up a stupid argument like, look at Aaron Rodgers' division,
yeah.
then expect that retort to come back home and hit you. Because last year, the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions were legitimately good football teams. Miami was on their way until Tua got hurt. The Patriots stink, and we're the Jets. So if we're going last year and debating divisions, really, that's the argument you want to use to kind of knock down Aaron Rodgers?
No. All I want to say is this. I got 101 days for the Jets, 100 days for everybody else. And the, what do you want to call it? The trek? Is the trek the right word?
I don't know what you're going to say.
The voyage.
The voyage?
The voyage.
The journey?
The journey, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
The journey towards a place you and I have never been before begins in 100 days.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I think this may be, in terms of both teams combined, the most anticipated football season that New York has seen in a long time.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's the most anticipated season for us as Jet fans.
No, no, for combine them. The Giants were in the playoffs last year.
I know,
you take both teams. Name a better year then. Go ahead.
I mean, the Giants coming off the 86 season. The Giants coming off the 2007 season.
Okay, first of all, if you're bringing up 86 after the Giants won a Super Bowl and the Jets made the playoffs, that's a great example. But I want to remind you, that's 37 years ago.
But it happened.
Okay, but I'm talking about like the last, I don't know, 10, 20 years?
You didn't put parameters on it?
All right, let me rephrase this
again. Go ahead, sir.
I think for both teams, this is the most anticipated season of the millennium. Is that better?
Of the millennium.
Yeah, let's go last 23 years.
Yeah, because the Vinny one was right before the millennium.
I mean, you want to give me 07 into 08? Giants off a Super Bowl. Here comes Brett Favre, though that happened, you know, during training camp or right before. You want to give me that year? You want to give me...
All right, from a collective standpoint,
how about
year two of Mark Sanchez?
Okay.
Coming off the AFC Championship game, right? Oh, maybe we can go back. Although none of us really thought we would.
No, none of us did. And remember, I'm factoring in the Giants here, too. The Giants are coming off a year, as little as they may have been talked about during this offseason, they're coming off a year in which they were a win away from the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Like, we can't ignore that.
Let's just say
this. And they had an offseason where you could argue they improved their roster.
I'm excited. You're excited. Giant fans are rightfully excited. And we got 100 days to go. All you got to do is survive the next 100 days of mediocre Met baseball, up and down Yankee baseball, at an NBA draft that neither one of us have any interest in. Great. All good.
Speak for yourself on that one. Talking to build a roster, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you want Bob Myers to be your new president?
Yes.
GM?
Hey, Sean Marks, I appreciate what you've done. Get out. Get out.
Get out.
And Joe Tsai, you got a lot of money. All right? You got it somewhere. Yeah. By Bob Myers. Call him up and say, hey, Robert, how you doing? Joe Tsai.
You said, get out.
Don't look at my track record as owner. Don't look at how difficult I am to work with. I want you to ignore that. What's Leon Rose making? $25 million a year to run the Knicks?
I was told even more than that, but okay.
Here's $50 million a year to run the Brooklyn Nets. Come on in. We got a lot of draft picks and Mikal Bridges. Thank you. See ya. And otherwise, I'm a Marks defender, but let me tell you, man, I got a chance to get an architect of a dynasty.
Yeah.
Bring him in, bro.
By the way, I want to tell you something. You'd be so happy. And I don't give you any credit for it. It's just how the kid, you know, kind of beats to his own drum or does not follow in his dad's footsteps. Tomorrow is my son's birthday. My son was told he could do anything he wanted for his birthday.
Well, first of all, as many as the audience knows, you have three sons.
It's Sonny's birthday tomorrow.
So Sonny's birthday.
Yes, tomorrow is Sonny's birthday.
22?
Uno.
21?
21.
He's turning 21?
And a big birthday. The big birthday tomorrow.
That's a big birthday.
All right. The big birthday tomorrow.
Some may argue that's the biggest birthday.
I mean, it's not like you didn't have a drink before you turned 21.
Doesn't matter. You can go into a bar.
Yes, you can do it. No one can stop
All legally. And
no
doubt. Like, get me a beer.
You know what he said to me? I go, Sonny, so proud of you. Dean's list in college. You're doing the right thing. He's got an internship this year. Major League Baseball this summer.
Nice.
I go, what do you want to do for your birthday?
So what do you pick?
He
that would
picked,
make me proud.
The first answer was, I'm not spending it with you guys. Okay, great. You're 21. I understand that. You want a little independence and freedom. The boy wants to go to the Mets game.
Look at that.
And I go,
tomorrow's Mets game?
Whose son are you? Yeah, he's going to tomorrow night's Mets game.
You know, that's a big giveaway. Howie Rose bobblehead night. Let's go.
Howie Rose bobblehead
night. Let's go.
I got to tell him. And it's Howie Rose bobblehead.
Oh, I'm sure he already knew.
No.
And that's the reason he picked the game. He's like, Mets Phillies? Howie Rose bobblehead?
Yeah, there might also be another surprise for you guys tomorrow night at Citi Field.
What, that I'm going?
Nothing else. I'm leaving it at that.
I'll be in the building for that one.
You'll be there tomorrow?
Is that the surprise?
Well, that's not a surprise. You go to a lot of games.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yes.
So what's the surprise?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I'm going to the game.
I'm just saying.
Your son's going to the game. We'd like to know what the surprise is.
I'm providing you a surprise tomorrow that you'll enjoy. That's all I'm saying.
Is it food related?
Evan, I'm not playing this game with you.
Are you yet. Having ice cream served to me and your son and everyone else who goes to the
yeah,
game?
Yeah, it's going to be. Everyone gets birthday cake.
Is it like
I got Billy Bonchi bringing cake for $35,000.
That'd be great.
By the way, I hope Billy Bonchi's ready to go with some other things I've got planned. I got to have one of them peanut butter,
rainbow cookies.
Oh.
Dude, those are great, man. Last year.
Doing? Anyhow, so the kid wants to go to a Mets game.
And there's a surprise at the game.
Like, I've done everything in my power to tell him not to do that, but he wants to go.
Proud of him.
And he's going. All good in the hood.
He's a big Mets fan, man. He texted me randomly on Sunday about Francisco Alvarez, how much in love we are.
He's a diehard Mets fan.
Yeah, he's into it, man.
He's a diehard Mets fan. That is correct. Yep. All good.
Problem is, I read Sonny's text about Francisco Alvarez as the Mets were giving all of those runs back. So my response is, well, can he pitch? Because that's their biggest issue.
877-337-6666. Big Mac, you look upset. What happened? You find out that another Yankee got hurt?
No.
No?
No.
No?
Well,
do you
want
to go see Giancarlo Stanton play? My buddies own the Patriots, if you want to go see him play.
You should. Fantastic. You should see Giancarlo.
All right, set you up there?
Yeah. As long as, can I leave now?
Can I leave now?
The game's not till 7.
No, 6 o'clock, actually. O'clock.
Pardon me. 6 o'clock. No. Yeah. Why would you have to leave 3 hours before the
Two
game?
2.5 hours?
Because if he gets there 40 minutes late, Stanton will already be out of the game with his pulled hamstring issue. That was Craig's joke.
You guys are hilarious.
I didn't say anything. I just invited you to go to the game. But you don't want to go? Don't go.
I do want to go.
All right,
so let me go.
But I'm not letting you leave here now.
Well, when can I leave?
You can leave here when the show's over.
Well, how am I going
to
get there?
You're going to drive your car. It's a half hour away.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Max 40 minutes.
Is that how far away it is?
Yeah.
Let me look that up on Google Maps.
You can look it up all you want on Google Maps.
Somerset Patriots,
Somerset
right?
Patriots, yes.
All right. Somerset.
Yeah. I mean.
Somerset Patriots baseball in Bridgewater, New Jersey,
yes.
You're very wrong, Craig.
Right off of 287, yes.
Right now, it would take 1 hour and 10 minutes.
That's because you got to wait at the Holland Tunnel. Don't wait. Oh. Just cut the line.
Yeah. It's still 46 miles away.
So what?
That's at least 45 minutes.
No.
And then plus 6 o'clock when I'm leaving here, tough.
So you don't want to go?
He's not going. I do want to go.
He's not a big enough fan, Craig.
What if I let you leave here at 5?
Okay. Oh, I have the bridge show.
Oh, I'll steal that from
so
you.
So I'll
worry.
Give Tommy the bridge show. You leave at 5. You get to see Stan's one at bat before he gets
shows?
Hurt.
No, I don't, I'm not going to switch. I'm not switching.
You're not switching.
No, for him to leave early, why would I switch?
It. Okay, you want to leave early tomorrow?
No, I don't. I'll take the bridge show, though.
Maybe you're giving a speech at high school. You're just taking the day off.
Yeah. No,
how did he bust his balls? Oh, that's right. Yeah. He did last week. Good point.
And took off Thursday.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Solid point.
And showed up Friday and didn't get charged the day off.
Wow.
You sound
and hosted an afternoon drive. We're going to throw a parade for him tomorrow, too?
I'm sorry.
That inner
maybe you should have taken off.
Yeah. No, really I mean honestly,
you should have taken off Thursday. Your spray tan would have looked better.
By the way, I'll tell you this: how your wife lets you leave the house on Friday is beyond me. I love you. And
you do?
I think you're the best producer in this building now.
Well, thank you.
I love you.
Ahead of Al Dukes?
Yes. Yeah. Because they've given up. Yeah. Huh. He doesn't even do a show sheet.
He paid for dinner, though, to be fair, for the morning show.
I think it's great that he paid for dinner. It's been 15 years. It's about time he went into his pockets for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they got pizza. So.
They ordered it. Oh, guess what? Stop. Everyone got lo mein and pizza. Well, really, spending a lot of money. Listen, I love Al. Al's one of my best friends. So Al's got a special place always.
Yeah.
You're the guy right now.
Thank you.
You don't act like it, but you're the guy.
Well, I don't have an ego.
You have an insecurity complex, but you are the guy.
I do.
Yeah.
That I'm being humble.
What you did on Friday,
yeah,
and I did not want to bust your chops too much about it, but I felt like there was an audience there. We had to acknowledge it.
No, you brought it up four or five times.
It is one of the most unacceptable moments in fan history. And I get it. It's DJs. It's your thing. You stayed till 1 o'clock in the morning.
I did.
You drunk rails for free all night on my name.
Went back the next day.
You went back the next day. Uh-huh. You saw Bon Bon. You saw Fun Anthony.
All on your name.
You did your thing all on my name.
You're right.
All good. Yep. I heard you didn't even tip, whatever. You were drinking. That's what I was told.
Oh,
now, the girl, the bartender with the tight jean shorts and the tattoo down her left leg.
Yeah.
Was that great guy? Zero on the tippage. I had to send them Venmo
to
make sure that your bill was covered.
You covered his tip?
I covered his tip.
Thank you.
That's right. That being said, that fake tan that you try to perpetrate on the audience was beyond, it was offensive.
No, you're right. Some people in the audience hated me. They were basically, cursing
because
at me.
Because you don't need it.
Distance.
I mean, and that shows an insecurity now that you're 40.
Well, I'm not 40. Let's start with that. I'm not 40. I'm 32, so I'm not 40.
He's not 32.
Yeah, he's lying.
I'm 33, so I'm not 40.
Guy got a double ARP card last week in the mail. He's not 32.
And it wasn't even the most offensive thing on the stage during our show. Because, Evan, you're welcome.
What was more offensive than that?
Evan's shoes were 40 times worse than my spray tan.
I didn't see his shoes.
You are a rich, famous guy, and you showed up dressed like a bum.
But Craig,
the
Craig
Crocs
hit on it.
That were on Evan.
Craig hit on it best. It's not noticeable.
But I'll do you one better. Evan was going in a 50-gallon jug of ice water. What'd you want him to wear?
Yeah, you know who's very bothered by your comments? Someone was pissed at you.
Oh.
Because Craig never brought up my Crocs, never made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Kind of understood it.
My tan blind
wife was like, "What's up with Big Mac?
Yeah.
Doesn't he understand you were going in an ice bath for 5 minutes? What did you want to do? Wear your nice sneakers?
You take them off to go into the ice bath.
Hold on, my wife wasn't done.
Okay.
And what Big Mac doesn't know is Evan's a klutz and he loses everything.
Yeah.
So if he brings his shoes and just takes them off, they'll disappear in 5 minutes.
They
Big
were
Mac,
the filthiest
tell Craig in the
Crocs
audience.
I've ever seen.
I'm not done yet.
And they
not
were
your turn.
Ripped.
Yet. Not your turn yet.
Disgusting.
So anyhow, what did I almost lose while we were there together?
Your virginity.
Your keys.
That's long gone. I almost lost my keys. The only person who knew was Big Mac. Couldn't find my car keys.
And what I do?
I'm stuck.
Did I make fun of you or did I scour the stage
no,
for them?
No, but that's the point. My wife's right. I'm such a risk at losing everything. Why should I bring a
You're
going to
risk the shoes on your feet?
Just to make you happy.
It wasn't. You sat there all day. Don't give me the ice
Nobody
bath. You sat there
it.
For a 5-hour show.
Out with a table in front of me.
In the filthiest, ripped up Crocs I've ever seen
Damn
in my
right.
life.
Not one person of the many people I met on Friday made a comment about my Crocs. Not one. Multiple people went up to Loogie and said, "What did you do to yourself?"
Including two Spike.
It was disgusting. It really was.
Yeah, it was rough.
And by the way, to defend my partner, which
Thank
I don't
you.
Do all the time, he deserves it on this one. He was dressed to get into a 50-gallon tub of ice
That's
water.
For 5 minutes what? At the end of the
that
show.
Doesn't He's, matter.
It's just because you
what
showed
you
up in just because you showed up in overalls and you're trying to justify both of your outfits.
By the way,
doesn't mean
you want to mock me for overalls? I'll take that.
I'm just saying, there was 100 people there to see you guys.
And not one person commented.
Well, because
on my
nobody
Crocs.
Wants to say
By
it
the
to
way,
your face.
You better recount that number if you think there's only 100 people.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Thousands.
They told me there were 890 people there at 2 o'clock.
It was a great crowd.
Yes.
Wow.
100.
And peaked at 2 o'clock.
One of them brought up my
kind
Crocs.
Of people counting you do.
Peaked.
Yeah. Peaked. They told me that
at
there
2
was
o'clock.
The peak Friday for the entire day was at 223.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That's according to the folks at DJ's. Good crowd in the morning, 492 people. Middays, good crowd, 385 people.
Solid.
225, we hit almost 1,000 people. Yeah. I'm just telling you what they told me. I mean, it's not a competition we win, but the reality is that every show has its own fan base and level of popularity. Ours is just bigger than most.
Yeah.
I'm not saying bigger than anyone else's, but bigger than most.
And of those people, only one opened their mouth to comment on my Crocs, and that person's name is Chris. Yeah. I work for Cashman McMonagle.
That's it.
There you go. By the way,
the shoes,
were so
right? The shoes are tragic.
People were stunned that you sat in that tank for as long as you did. Now, obviously, there's always going to be a negative Nelly. One of the people that wanted to question whether or not you did it, and I stood up for you, was like, Craig, the ice was not in the water long enough for the entire water to be 40, whatever, or 30 some odd degrees. that by not chilling the water first, Evan got the benefit of being in warmer water. And I said, I don't buy that because we put at least, I would say at least 50 pounds of ice cubes in that
and
bin.
I was still dumping ice on him while he was in
so
there.
So I'm giving you, you did it.
Oh, 100%.
You're going to a Met game with your kids and your wife. Done and done.
I didn't just do it. I dominated it.
Well,
let's be honest about it. I even
You almost bailed at the end.
Well, hold on. I capped it off with 30 extra seconds.
Well, I may have miscounted.
Yeah, Craig may have miscounted.
What do you mean? I may have, you may have been in there longer than you think.
Oh, you should. I'm not surprised.
Certainly possible. By the way, you did 7 minutes.
I know. So the real motivation behind doing the extra time was just to protect from you potentially cutting it and then saying you never did 5 minutes. So I stayed in there longer for the opposite effect. And I got
to
tell you.
To be fair, you have no idea how much longer you stayed
I have no idea. All I know is I conquered it.
We
I conquered the ice beast.
From 10, 9 times.
It was a good time. I may do it again.
We always have a good time at DJ's in Belmar. And if you're looking for a great place down the shore, that is the place to go. Coming up, the New York Yankees, another injury, but they might be getting some reinforcements back. We'll get into that. A little NBA action for you as well. And what the heck is wrong with the New York Mets?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.